Two leading advocacy organizations have issued a new report outlining their plan to bring an end to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. The report is being released ahead of the 19th International AIDS Conference in Washington, also known as AIDS 2012. AVAC and AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research, have published an action agenda to end AIDS, a combination of short and long-term goals. Mitchell Warren is the executive director of AVAC, previously known as the AIDS Vaccine Advocacy Coalition.
The last several years have delivered some of the most exciting science in 30 years of the epidemic. And taken together, they point us in a direction that the idea of ending the epidemic is not just the pipe dream, the vision we all wanted to have over the last several decades. It's actually real. The science tells us it's possible.
That science includes proving that antiretroviral drugs can not only save and prolong lives, but can actually prevent infection in the first place, demonstrating great strides in microbicide research that could empower women to protect themselves from HIV, and recent studies showing that a vaccine is indeed possible.
The pieces of the puzzle are beginning to come together, but we have to wonder if we as advocates and policymakers and researchers we'll have the wisdom to put the pieces together properly. And what we've tried to do with AMFAR is lay out the critical actions that over the next several years might begin to translate the science into impact.
The group's action agenda lists one essential step as making the hard choices.
If we don't act in the next 2, 3, 4 years to really make the hard choices, we are going to find ourselves in a much more difficult position to make hard choices in 3 or 4 or 5 years because the number of infections are mounting.
Other steps include mobilizing sufficient and sustainable resources to ensure that critical interventions are scaled up and not cut back.
We've seen these incredible increases over the last decade of resources for AIDS, for treatment, for prevention, for global health generally. And for the first time, we're beginning to see the leveling off of resources. We're now looking at levels in 2012 that look like 2008, 2009, both for implementation as well as for research and development. And that's hugely worrisome.
Warren talks of the tipping point in the epidemic. He says it can be reached by putting more people on treatment and making proven prevention methods widely available. The tipping point comes when there are more people on treatment than there are being newly infected. But that means spending more in the short term, at a time when budgets are very tight.
If this were a business, if AIDS were a business, this would be the best time to invest. We have the great insights around the science and the beginnings of understanding what's working. And if we don't double down on the investments of what's working now, we're going to put ourselves further back in this fight.
Agreeing on clear goals and responsibilities are listed in the report as other essential steps to end the epidemic.
We need real-time monitoring, month by month, quarter by quarter. So we need to know that if we're not achieving higher targets for people on antiretroviral treatment, or if we're not getting more young men into programs where they can choose voluntary medical male circumcision, if we don't start seeing the numbers on a monthly and quarterly basis, we can't make the course corrections to manage our resources strategically.
He says too often, monitoring progress is done only every 2 years to coincide with the cycle of funding for grants. Warren says that it's easy to envision having an AIDS-free generation, as stated by President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton. He says it's a lot harder to actually set a target date to achieve that goal. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.